Good morning and welcome to South Florida Sunday. I'm Mariah Daniels with Melissa DiNuzzo, Senior Director, Fundraising Campaigns and Volunteer Engagement with Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, Southern Florida Chapter. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We're really excited and we really appreciate your partnership.
Pleasure's ours, Melissa. Now, before we get into your upcoming fishing tournament for a cause, can you share a little bit about the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation and its mission?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we are a little biased, but we are a fantastic organization. Our mission is to cure Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis and to improve the quality of life of children and adults affected by these diseases. You know, what we do at the foundation is truly incredible. Nearly every breakthrough in IBD has one thing in common, and that is this foundation. Between, you know, treatment options and getting it as precise as possible per person, everyone's IBD journey is different, and we're really focusing on what that looks like for every one of our patients. To wearable technologies that will be able to sense when you're about to flare up. So we do so much, and we're so patient-centric that it's really every dollar counts here at this foundation.
In addition to bringing awareness and those with Crohn's and colitis together, a sense of community too, and with your foundation, how do you guys go about funding?
Yeah, so locally, right, so we are a national organization. We have chapters throughout the country. We have partners in Israel and Ireland. So at the local level, how we fund our mission is through different events. So throughout our chapter, and we cover all the way up to just about Melbourne, all the way down to the Keys and over to the Naples-Fort Myers area. So we try to have an event centrally located in the major markets where people from all over South Florida are able to come and, one, feel like they're not alone. This mm-hmm. is a very, very life-altering and life-changing diagnosis. To have people from all walks of life, children, adolescents, adults, you know, any kind of socioeconomical background. Unfortunately, this disease knows no boundaries or barriers. Mm-hmm. So you're talking every religion, every race, anyone is affected by this. So we have these events. They're all fundraising events because we do have a mission to fund, and whether it's a walk and we have teens fundraising or our fishing tournament where people are paying to be part of this tournament and really rely heavily on corporate sponsors for some of our other events like our luncheon.
And with fishing being so huge in Florida, no wonder why you guys kind of started this as a way to bring awareness and fund your mission as someone who loves to have a line in the water for a cause. Your upcoming Key Murata Invitational Fishing Tournament is May 7th through the 10th. What's kind of the background of starting this tournament?
This really started out, it was a brainchild between two brothers, Mitch and Glenn. Mitch's daughter, Taylor, was diagnosed, and they wanted to just get a bunch of their friends and colleagues. Mitch is a partner at Bilvin, Sunberg, and Glenn was also a partner elsewhere. But they just created this fishing tournament, right? Like, let's get a bunch of guys, let's get our friends, our families out on the water, down in the Keys, and see what we can do and fundraise. It is now, I believe, in our 19th year.
Wow.
And it has raised over $8 million. It is absolutely incredible what this family has started and then got us involved in. I mean, it's incredible. I think year 11, crazy, mm-hmm. year 11, Glenn was then diagnosed.
Wow.
So it really became a family affair at that point. And it's pretty incredible. We have, you know, 2 days of fishing where they're competing, and we have, you know, an award celebration and, you know, food and beverage and a live band and a great auction, you know, the last day. And then Friday, it's like a fun fishing day, whoever's still around. and just wants to enjoy a day out on the boat is more than welcome to. But it's great. It's probably one of the only events, they joke all the time, that they can get a lot of like lawyers from Miami to come down to the Keys for. So it's pretty incredible. We do have a lot of people from the Palm Beach County area that come down and Broward, and just to see what it's done over the years and what it continues to do for our foundation and for our IBD patients and community. It's pretty incredible.
The impact that you have for those, which is just absolutely incredible. Like you mentioned, just what this family started to what it has become. And now with their connection to Crohn's disease, obviously it's been successful over the years and continuing to grow. What is your goal for this event?
We would love for this event to, on a continuous basis, be a $1 million event. We're so close to that, and again, how do we get there? It's right. Our participants, it's our sponsors. We do have an auction. Our auction, you can be anywhere in the country and bid because it's all mobile bidding, which is great because you don't necessarily have to physically be at one of our events to be able to still have an impact. Some of the things in our auction are guided days, right, out on the boat. A lot of our guides will donate that back to us. It's really kind of like a full circle moment kind right. of thing. And it's great. It really is.
And
great,
like you mentioned too, I mean, with this being an invitational fishing tournament, it is invite only, but you can still get involved.
Yeah. So invite only, but obviously we do have a waiting list. You do have to be vetted by like our committee. We have such a great, great, amazing working committee. So there have been people that have gotten in per se, mm-hmm. without being quote unquote invited. So just keep that in mind. It might take a few years, but eventually you'll get in.
Right.
But also like sponsorships, this specific event, our luncheon is similar, but this specific event is really, really heavily dependent on a lot of our corporate sponsors, which we're so grateful for. We're always looking for new ways to get into the community. And, unfortunately, this disease or these diseases aren't what we consider sexy diseases. Nobody mm-hmm. wants to talk about your gut health. Nobody wants to talk about being in and out of the bathroom, the symptoms that come along with IBD. So if there's a chance for us to do a lunch and learn or a meet and greet with like some of our corporate partners, right. just to spread that awareness, mm-hmm. it's really big. And then volunteers, always looking for volunteers, whether that's helping us create our auction and getting auction items, helping us make phone calls, writing letters. I mean, there are so many opportunities. So there's always a way to get involved. For sure.
And right. And with fishing being so huge, especially here in the Palm Beach, Jupiter area, like you mentioned, it's invite only. There are chances, though, you can get on that wait list and, sponsor, get involved in other ways. And those who can't attend but would like to help or get in touch with this local chapter, how would they go about?
Yeah. So for the fishing tournament, it's very easy. It's just KeyMorada.fishing.com, KeyMorada fishing.com. And then we also tell people just to reach out to the local chapter, whether that's on Instagram, it's Crohn's Colitis Foundation _SFL. We're on Facebook and, always can head straight to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation's website, which is CrohnsColitisFoundation.org, and look for the Southern Florida chapter.
Melissa, thank you so much for your time this morning for educating us a little more on Crohn's and colitis, your foundation, the Southern chapter, hoping for a successful fishing tournament and hitting that $1 million mark and continuing to bring awareness to this disease.
Thank you. We so appreciate you guys.